Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Lawmakers now have 21 legislative days left to get bills to the governor's desk during the 2019 session, and we've heard from Governor Bevin about what he thinks they should be working on. The governor laid out a number of priorities last week in his State of the Commonwealth address. So for all things political, we turn once again to the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
Okay, set the stage where we're at now. We have, as mentioned, the 21 days. Governor Bevin used a lot of his speech to talk not much about pensions, but other things. So where are we here?
Yeah, his speech was interesting. It was Thursday night, of course. And from my point of view, it was a two-pronged speech. On one hand, we saw him campaigning for governor. He is running for re-election, and he touted his accomplishments, the accomplishments of the administration. And he mentioned his Blueprint for Kentucky plan, and I went back and looked, Alan, and his speech followed the numbers 1 through 7 of his 2015 campaign plan in the same order. So that was kind of interesting. He was showing what he's accomplished, the campaign promises that he's kept. The second prong of the speech was what you, like you mentioned, was his expectations for future work and what he would like the legislature to do.
And where are we with some of those priorities?
Well, a couple things. He talked about the need for pension reform. He put that back on them. He did talk about the need for more tax reform and kind of cleaning up a tax reform bill that passed in the last session. He asked them to take up some other issues, too, like adoption and more work on opioid recovery and rehab for people, prevent opioid use prevention and those types of things. The school safety, that's a big thing. He brought tears to people's eyes Thursday night, Alan, when he showed photographs of the two children killed in Marshall County last year.
Okay, on Friday, Senate Bill 1, that's the school safety bill, passed the Senate. Now it's on to the House. What about the status of some other bills?
The Senate has passed its Senate Bills 3, 4, and 5, and those have to do with reforming site-based decision-making councils, filing electronically for campaign finances, and moving the governor's elections to the same year as presidential elections. So those three bills are headed to the House. Senate Bill 2, which was another of their priorities, would allow people who are suing the state or state agencies to move their cases out of Franklin Circuit Court. And that one is still in the Senate.
Is it typical for things to come from one chamber? You get an awful lot of momentum in one chamber and then the other chamber follows? Or is this kind of an unusual pattern where most everything is coming out of the Senate right now?
Yeah, I think it's a little unusual. The Senate seemed to be a little more organized in its approach going into the session. They issued this 5-point plan for their caucus in December. Republican senators were given an outline, 1 through 5, and this is what our agenda is, and those are Senate bills 1 through 5, and here they go. And they came into the session ready to go. We didn't see that so much on the House. There's a little more division over there, especially among the Republican majority. You've got a new Speaker of the House. You've got 32 new members. So almost a full third of the chamber is new. So those folks are getting up to speed. In the Senate, we only saw 2 new members, and those 2 new members are former House members. So they didn't have to get as up to speed as some of the folks over in the House. So there's some of its learning curve on the in the lower chamber, I think.
All right. Final question. Pension reform. Mm-hmm. We have the pension reform working group that continues its work in Frankfort. What are the odds that that we actually see a bill reach the governor's desk in this session?
I don't know. I'm hearing maybe 50-50. I mean, again, with the new members in the House, there's a lot of educating that has to go on to get them up to speed. And then there were some folks who flat out campaigned in opposition to last year's pension bill. So some of those folks will have to be brought on board. And so they're still, as you said, they're still continuing to work on it.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.